Always Evolving is brought to you by Cast Centers, which is a company and organization very close to me. I founded Cast Centers over 17 years ago. We provide the best evidence-based practices for therapy, mental health, addiction. Anytime you're struggling or you have a loved one who is struggling, make sure you go to our website at www.castcenters.com. C-A-S-T centers.com. Give us a call. We're here to help. We'll help you with a free assessment and let's get your mental health on track. Back at Always Evolving, and I want to talk to you about acceptance today. Acceptance sounds so easy, doesn't it? We got the Serenity Prayer that says accept the things you cannot change. We hear about this word. We're taught we should accept others, but yet it is so difficult. Why is it so difficult? Because we wish we were in control, or we're allowing people, places, or things to hold power over us that shouldn't. And until we accept that person, place, or thing for being exactly what it is, we struggle. We feel pain. We can get into depression. We can blame. And I think we've all been through a period in life, you probably have, where you blamed your parents for something that you experienced today. Whether it's the type of relationship you ended up with, maybe it was trauma from your past, maybe it was a sibling or someone in your family that just upsets you. And every time you try to have that connection, that relationship, they upset you. Something is said. The words they use upset you. And you've done it over and over and over again. And you've expected that maybe this time they were going to be different. And I do believe people can change. People change when they're willing to have insight and also compassion or empathy. Because from my experience, whenever there's dysfunction in a relationship, there's two parties involved. And it's very easy to go, well, this is mine, this is yours, and move on. But the reality is, until there's a conversation where people can have empathy and compassion for one another without judgment, with a little bit of curiosity, that allows for a healthier relationship. It's kind of like there's two jars. And I build a relationship with you. You put a marble in my jar. You build some trust with me. I put a marble in your jar. And over time, we put more and more marbles in jars. And with people that we have strong emotion towards, it could be that one marble that doesn't enter the jar that causes the whole thing to break. Now, for me, I'm the type of person that I am willing to deal with somebody's crazy. What I mean by that is if I love someone, I'm okay if they have issues, because we all have issues, me included. I'm okay if they have moments where they're not themselves, but I'm not okay when somebody lacks the insight to apologize, to listen, to hear me, to hear or have a conversation. I can accept them for who they are, but I don't need to accept that they're going to have as much of an important role in my life until they're willing to look within themselves and have a true conversation where there's empathy and compassion. Empathy. Some people, unfortunately, don't have it, and we can't get them to have it. Empathy is the ability, and this is my own definition, It's the ability to understand where a person is coming from without judgment. The ability to listen, the ability to know what it's like to be in someone else's shoes. But the trick is, if somebody doesn't tell me what it's like to be in their shoes, it's going to be very hard to have empathy because they're not communicating. If I tell someone, hey, here's some triggers that I have, or here's some of the trauma that I've gone through in the past, the last thing I would ever want is for that person to weaponize or to use that my past pain or my struggle that I'm trying to work through towards making me feel worse. And some people do that. No matter what I may do to believe that this person is going to change, you know someone changes when they change the conversation towards you and their actions follow. I still struggle with accepting people for exactly who they are. I still struggle from time to time with accepting family members for being who they are. And I still struggle when somebody is mean towards me who I care about. And especially difficult when they're mean towards me and then they blame me and justify their behavior. I was talking to someone recently who really is challenged with having empathy. And what was interesting is they believe they have empathy. And when we had this conversation, I explained to them what was going on for me. And they flipped it around and said, well, you don't have any empathy. I said, well, can you give me an example? They had no examples. And what I realized in that moment was I'm trying too hard to have an intimate friendship where for me, friendship means taking care of my friends. A value for me is not giving up, giving love. I'm highly forgiving. When I do wrong, I will apologize. But what I've realized is some people won't do that. And because that's a value for me, I need to invest my time and energy into people who will give and receive in healthier ways. And part of the reason it's been challenging for me is my own past, my own childhood, my own survival skills. And again, I can't blame my parents for that because I'm 42 years old. And maybe you're blaming people in your life today for how you feel. Maybe you're blaming people for how you feel today. I can tell you, I understand if I was living in Ukraine and my house is no longer there, I think there is justified blame on the person, place, or thing that removed me from my house, that being the military of Russia. I would be blaming, okay? That is very different than blaming someone who did something to me 30 years ago for how I feel today. We all go through an emotional process. So whenever there's something that's a bit traumatic in our lives, we try to reconcile our own thoughts and feelings because we don't want to suffer. We don't want to give our power away to allow people to make us suffer. But what if you were able to not give that power away? And one of those ways that you don't give your power away is accepting people for who they are. And even though they may show you parts of them at different times that aren't that person, when they show you enough times who they are, you have to accept it. You have to make decisions. You have to choose. Do you want them in your life or do you not? If they've done something that's really hurtful, do you block them? Do you block them for yourself? Do you try to have another conversation? Do you go into the conversation maybe with less marbles in your jar so that you don't feel as hurt at the end of it? I see in the media so much, so many people fighting, okay? They're fighting politically. It is almost as if these people really know the truth. Let me tell you, as someone who worked many years with celebrities and have seen what has come out in the media and the news, we don't know anything of what's really going on. You know, people will say, liberals are this, Republicans are this, Trump is this, Trump supporters are that. We don't know what's going on. The only thing we can control is ourselves today. And if we don't like certain things in our lives, we turn down the noise, right? We change the channel. We listen to a different podcast. We don't watch the news anymore. Because we can't control it. And for whatever reason, sometimes we choose to suffer. We choose to put ourselves through situations which we can only look within and go, yeah, that was my fault. That was my fault. I'm the one who made this decision. So we can't control other people. We have to accept them for who they are or set boundaries to protect ourselves. Dr. Phil came out with something called baiters. And I'm not sure exactly what it stands for, but it's the type of people that they're never going to truly be authentic. They're going to try to hurt your feelings. They're not going to come around and apologize sincerely. And they're dangerous in your life. And at any time, we always have these baiters who are in our lives. And we have to be really mindful of saying, okay, I accept this person for who they are. They're showing me who they are. I don't want them in my life. I want more of blank. And we spend time and energy trying to get people, employers, bosses, other people we work with, to like us. We do things to get people to like us. And then when they don't like us, we feel wounded. We feel rejected. We feel hurt. And the thing I've realized so much this past month is the more that I accept other people for who they are, the happier I am, the more at peace I am. When I don't accept people for who they are, or I believe they're someone that they actually aren't, I suffer. So I'm, even today, still learning at the best ways to really get into love and acceptance of everyone in my family. I still am challenged with love and acceptance of people that I meet where I may feel triggered or insulted. I still, when I'm in a relationship with someone, have to work really hard to fully accept them for who they are. And if they're not looking for help and they're not looking for feedback or they're not looking for any support, not to give it to them. I dated someone once who, when we first met, it was almost as if they had done a bunch of research with me or on me. They said, I want to have a relationship where you help me and I help you. Now, maybe what they meant was just business. Maybe they were successful and they were just thinking business. What I was really looking for was someone who would help me feel good as I went into maybe situations where I felt insecure or would really push me to make improvements in my life that I didn't see. But what I came to realize in this particular relationship is they didn't want someone who made them better because their ego got in the way of allowing.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, be who, what, when, where, and why you are rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Real love. Real support. Real encouragement. And although I could accept them for who they are. Sometimes people will tell you who they are, but they will show you a totally different version. And unfortunately, I experienced that, and it was painful. It was really painful for me. But I have to accept this person, not for what they said, but for who I know they are. They may never accept me for who I am. But that doesn't matter. I don't live in their brain. I don't live in their body. I must accept them for who they are. Now, when I talk about acceptance, you don't have to accept behavior that invades your personal space, your boundaries, your time, your sensibilities, your values. What I'm talking about is accepting the things you cannot change. Accepting the things you cannot change. You cannot get someone to like or love you who doesn't want to like or love you. They won't like or love you if they don't want to like or love you. You can't get someone to change who doesn't want to change. And this is especially difficult. I've worked with so many families where I am saying the same thing the wife has said for 15 years, but all of a sudden the husband's listening to me because it's coming from me. But the wife has been saying it for 15 years. Because sometimes when we're really close or we're really emotional, our own childhood issues pop up. Our own traumas make and rear their heads. We don't become our best selves. We lose a bit of ourselves. We may feel guilty. We may feel bad. Part of my daily practice is making amends when I can. I went to an AA meeting recently, and I ran into someone that I'd known from maybe years ago. I'm talking 10 years ago. They texted me afterwards and said, hey, Mike, it was great to see you. Let's grab a cup of coffee sometime. And I totally spaced and I texted them and said, yeah, sounds good. I have a busy week. I'll hit you up at the end of the week. I did not hit them up at the end of the week. And I then went to the meeting the following Sunday and I saw that person at the meeting and they gave me no eye contact. The same person that was friendly with me gave me no eye contact. And I thought to myself, oh man, I know what that's like to feel rejected or to create a story that's not true. So after the meeting, I texted him and said, hey, I am so sorry. I totally spaced. I was tied up. I forgot. You know, I'm going to be leaving town for a few weeks. When I get back, I will message you. Let's get together. And he responded right away and said, sounds great. Thanks. Looking forward to it. And I realized, I know what it's like to feel not wanted. I know what it's like to feel rejected. It sucks. And part of healing and part of getting well and part of having an abundant life where we don't beat ourselves up is doing things that we wish others would do for us. I contacted him for me because I don't want someone to feel rejected. And by doing it for me, he's going to feel better. And who knows what's going to happen from us getting a cup of coffee. It's very easy to go to that same AA meeting and for me to go, that guy's not even looking at me. See, I'm glad I didn't get coffee with him. We can create whatever story we want. Some of it's ego, some of it's not ego. But I really am pushing myself to accept people for who they are. If they want to grow and change, I'm there. If they want to have conversations where we really get curious and explore the mind, I'm there. If somebody wants to weaponize my vulnerabilities or become hot and cold or not be willing to engage in intimacy, friendship, love, I can't change them. I can't control them. And I know today that I'm deserving of awesome love and giving love. And there's, what is it, billions of people on the planet. So if you're spending time trying to get love or affection from someone who has shown you that they're not capable of it, let it go. This is who they are. It's not about you. So until next time, keep it magical. Thank you for the text messages that I receive at 310-984-1858, 310-984-1858. Really appreciate it when you guys rate and review this podcast on Apple. As you know, I'm doing this shorter format, and love it when you share this podcast on social media. Every time I see it, I try to reshare it. And it also makes me really happy to know the impact I'm making. So till next time, keep it magical.